विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात दिशुतारिणे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्णा। इट्स ऑलवेज वेरी enlivening to come to New Dwarka Dham and be with you all. This temple has a very beautiful flavor which is very unique. Srila Prabhupada used to consider this temple to be the headquarters of ISKCON, and in a way, it is the headquarters of ISKCON. BBT used to be here, FATE used to be here, and all the wonderful devotees are already here. And Subhas Prabhu is such a wonderful example. And there are so many proper disciples here, which is also very rare nowadays, and so it's always very enlivening to be here. So today I have selected two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The reason being, this is from the Adi Lila, third chapter. These few verses, just not these two verses, few more verses from this chapter actually describes who Krishna is. What is the purpose of Krishna's coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And also through these verses we can see that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything. Sometimes some individuals claim that Prabhupada didn't give everything, therefore they are going to give it to us. And in this way many devotees get misled. And just to point out that Srila Prabhupada not only gave everything, but Srila Prabhupada gave everything in the most perfect way. So that is the objective of selecting these two verses from this third chapter of Adi Lila. Suman, can you give me the iPad? Or, okay, yeah, I didn't see. I saw the book is not here. Anyway, that nowadays doesn't matter. It's okay, don't worry. Oh. Is it Spanish? Okay. Anyway, we have that. He got the book. You have it? No, that's not the... We need the Adi Lila. No, that's the Adi Lila Volume 2. It's all right, don't worry. I have the iPad as well as the book. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya, Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So, text 5 and 6 of the third chapter of Adi Lila have been written on the board, so we'll recite them together. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abutirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abotirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abotirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abotirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abotirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Abotirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Mataji. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajer Shaho Nitya Bihar Brahmar Ek Dine Tiho Ekbar Avatirna Hoya Karen Prakata Bihar Thank you. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna, the son of King Vraja. Lord Krishna, the son of the King of Vraja, is the Supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in His eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham. Once in a day of Brahma, He descends to the world to manifest His transcendental pastimes. Please repeat after me. Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
the son of the King of Vraja,
is the Supreme Lord.
He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in His eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham. Once in a day of Brahma, He descends to this world to manifest His transcendental pastimes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous chapter, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Brajendra, the king of Vraja, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on His planet, which is known as Golok. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Loka are called aprakat, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when He is not present before our eyes, He is said to be aprakat, or unmanifested. So Krishna, although Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Juge Juge, that is, I come in every Yuga again and again, I manifest Myself. But actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He doesn't come in every Yuga. He comes once in a day of Brahma. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, comes only once in a day of Brahma. What is the duration of a day of Brahma? Brahma's day comprises of 10,000 Chaturyugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, these four Yugas together is called one Chaturyuga or a Divya Yuga. So in 1,000 such Chaturyuga is the duration of a day of Brahma. And Krishna comes only once in a day of Brahma. When it's almost at midday, that Krishna comes in the day of Brahma. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And the seventh Manu is Vaivarshata Manu. As Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Imang Vivarshate Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhayam Vivashvan Manave Praho. Vivashvan is the sun god, the predominating personality of the sun planet. And his son is Manu, the seventh Manu, who is, because he is the son of Vivashvan, therefore he is known as Vaivashvata Manu. Vaivashvata Manu means son of Vivashvan. Manu, the son of Vivashvan. There are various Manus, as we mentioned. There are 14 Manus. They appear in a day of Brahma, and they have their period of reign they preside over the period when the whole shift changes. The demigods change with the change of Manu. The Manu comes with a set of demigods, set of sages, and so forth. So, for example, in this Manvantar, Purandar is Indra. In during the next Manu's reign, who will become Indra? Bali Maharaj will become Indra. So Manu is like sometimes in a factory we see, along with the shift, the whole the personalities change. The foreman of the shift comes with his team. The one shift goes, another shift comes. And they function, they operate according to the foreman. So Manu is like the foreman of this shift. And there are 14 shifts in a day of Brahma. And 1,000 divided by 14 is about 71. So the reign of each Manu is 71 Chaturjugas. So seventh Manu is Vaivarshata Manu. And out of his 71 Chaturjugas, in the 28th Chaturjuga, in that Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, descends. And this son of Nanda Maharaj is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma and he manifests his pastimes in Vrindavan, Golok. Now Golok is little different from the other region of the spiritual sky, which is generally known as Vaikuntha. The basic difference is, in the spiritual sky, in Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Golok, the Supreme, Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a cowherd boy. And in Golok, he has some very special relationship with his devotees, which is not available anywhere else. What are those relationships? Those relationships are friendship, parental, and conjugal. These three relationships, these three loving relationships, are not available in Vaikuntha. Or in a way we can say, these three loving relationships are not possible in Vaikuntha, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifest as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because friendship takes place among equals. So who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Okay, in friendship, they are at least equal, but in parental relationship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes subordinate and his devotees become superior to him. So who can become superior to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Conjugal relationship is like the relationship like that of between a young boy and a young girl. Who can ever develop such a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But we see that these three relationships are available in the material nature. We see that there are
there are friendship in our dealings with our friends. There is parental relationships and there are conjugal relationships. So since material nature is a perverted reflection of the spiritual sky, so whatever is there in the material nature must be available also in the spiritual sky. Otherwise, how can it be there? How can that be there in the reflection? So whatever is there in the reflection is also must be present there in the spiritual world. Now, what's the difference between material and spiritual? The difference between material and spiritual is where we are the center, that is material. And where Krishna is the center, that is the spiritual. So we have relationships, friendship, parental and conjugal. So in the spiritual sky, these three relationships also must be available. But the problem is, how can one become the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or parents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now, a living entity, a devotee, may not be able to become equal to the Lord or superior to the Lord. But if the Lord wants, then he can become equal to his devotees or superior to his devotees. Rather subordinate to his devotees. So Golok is the region, Vrindavan is the region where the Lord has become equal to his friends and subservient to his parents and the paramour of his devotees. So, but in order to do that, in order to enable his devotees to develop that relationship with him, he had to stop becoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why in Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead under all circumstances. But what actually happens, he makes the devotees forget that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now again, forgetfulness are of two kinds. One kind of forgetfulness is out of ignorance. Out of ignorance we forget. That is a natural forgetfulness that we naturally suffer from. But in Vrindavan, there is a special type of forgetfulness which is out of love. Out of intense love, one forgets the position of the object of his love. For example, the son has become the president of the United States. It is not that the mother doesn't know that her son is the president of the United States, but does the mother treat him like the president of the United States? No. Because of her love for her son, she treats him in spite of his exalted position in the eyes of others, she treats him in a completely different way. She treats him just like her son. Like who would ever dare to chastise the president? But she does. When she comes home late, she chastises him. So this is an example of forgetfulness out of love. So in Vrindavan, the devotees have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of their intense love for him. Not that they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but their attitude is, you may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? We don't care whether you're Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. to us what really matters is that you, that we love you. You are the object of our love. That's the only thing that matters to us. So that is the special, mood of the residents of Vrindavan, and that is the special arrangement of Krishna in Vrindavan, which is called the arrangement of Jogomaya. By the arrangement of Jogomaya, they have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like, otherwise they could not develop this loving relationship with Krishna. So this Braja Leela, Krishna reveals only once in a day of Brahma. This Braja Leela, Krishna reveals only once in a day of Brahma, where people get to know, get to see him dealing with his devotees in this very, very special way. Therefore, after manifesting his Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna considered that I revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever enter into my Vrindavan pastimes? That has been Krishna considered this way. Jatheshtu Bihori Krishna Kore Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Mone Kore Anuman. Chirokal nahi kori prema bhakti dan, bhakti bina jagater nahi avasthan. Jatheshtu Bihori Krishna kore antardhan. After performing his pastimes, jatheshtu, abundantly, to his heart's content, after performing his pastimes, Krishna becomes, Krishna disappears, kore antardhan. And after disappearing, Krishna considers that I have revealed my Braja Leela where the prema bhakti has been, Braja prem has been manifest, has been displayed. So how will anybody ever enter into Braja Leela? And Krishna's consideration is, Shakol jagote more kore bidhi bhakti, bidhi bhakte braja prem paite nari shakti. Krishna is considering that my devotees generally serve me following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Following the bidhi or the rules and regulations of the scripture, when one renders devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called vaidhi bhakti. But when one renders devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, vaidhi bhakti, and achieves his spiritual perfection, he goes to Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, one gets his swarup, eternal spiritual identity, which is eternal. Now that cannot be changed. So when one goes to Vaikuntha, one gets stuck there. So how will one go to Vrindavan, which is beyond Vaikuntha? Bidhi bhakti will lead to Vaikuntha, but Vraja is beyond Vaikuntha. And the point here is that there are two types of bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti leads to Vaikuntha, and Raganuga bhakti leads to Vrindavan. So now, Krishna is pointing out that Shakol jagote more kore bidhi bhakti. that all the devotees always render devotional service unto me, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Vaidhi Bhakti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead must be served following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. And he will get four types of liberation, Sarupya, Samipya, Salakya and Shashti in Vaikuntha. And it has been very clearly pointed out by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Bidhing Bina Vaikantiki Harer Bhakti Rutpato Iva Kalpati. If one renders devotional service without following the instructions of the Shruti, means Vedas, Smriti, Upanishads, Puran, Pancharatra, etc. If one renders devotional service without following the rules and regulations of these scriptures, it will simply create a disturbance. Utpat means disturbance. Utpata iva kalpati. It will be considered a disturbance. So the point that is becoming clear here is that devotees must render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead following Vaidhi Bhakti. But Raganuga Bhakti is the way to go to Vrindavan. So serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, one will go to Vaikuntha. Then Krishna's consideration is, how will then anyone ever come to Vrindavan? How will anyone ever have access to Vrindavan? So Krishna had a problem. And Krishna can solve the problem also in the most perfect way. So what did he do? He decided to come as a devotee. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is served following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then one ends up in Vaikuntha. But when the devotee Krishna is served following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then he goes to Vrindavan. See how wonderfully Krishna solved the problem. Okay, now there is something more to that also. What is Raganuga Bhakti actually? Why serving this devotee Krishna is the way to enter into Vrindavan, which is actually the means of entering into Vrindavan actually is Raganuga Bhakti. This word Raganuga is a combination of two words, Rag and Anuga. Rag means love and Anuga means following. The residence of Vrindavan has only love for Krishna. Their only approach, the only way they see Krishna is through their love. Therefore, those devotees of Vrindavan are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. Ragatmika Bhaktas. And when one follows these residents of Vrindavan, Krishna's eternal associates in Vrindavan, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. Following one of the residents of Krishna when devotional service is rendered, that is Raganuga Bhakti. And Raganuga Bhakti is the way to enter into Vrindavan. For example, once Lakshmi Devi wanted to go to Vrindavan. She approached Narayan. Please take me to Vrindavan, to your Vrindavan pastimes. Narayan said, look, to enter into Vrindavan, you have to follow one of the gopis of Vrindavan. So she said, I am Lakshmi, your eternal consort. How can I ever be subservient to somebody else? How can I become subordinate to somebody. So then Narayan said, then you can't go to Vrindavan. You can't enter into Vrindavan. So Lakshmi Devi then performed severe austerity. So as a result of that, Krishna came to her. Krishna appeared and asked Lakshmi, what's the matter? Why are you performing such severe austerities? So Lakshmi Devi told what happened. Then Krishna said, okay. So Krishna placed her on his chest. And that is how Lakshmi Devi had her entrance to Vrindavan as the Shri Vatsya on Krishna's chest. So even Lakshmi Devi cannot enter into Vrindavan without following a resident of Vrindavan, without following Raganuga Bhakti. So that means in order to enter into Vrindavan, we have to practice Raganuga Bhakti. Now, when we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. So, Krishna came assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, when we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are we following? We are following Srimati Radharani, the greatest of all Ragatmika Bhaktas. Therefore, we can see that Vaidhi Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is automatically being transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. Now, Vaidhi Bhakti means the way to render service unto the Lord following the instructions of the scriptures. So what is the instructions in the scriptures to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jaggai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. This personality, Krishna, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. Krishna appeared, assuming a molten golden complexion, always chanting the holy name of the Lord. He descended with his associates and his abode. So how to serve this personality of Godhead? Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai, through Sankirtan Jagya. So when by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following this instruction of the scriptures, when one achieves his perfection, then he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna, just as Ramananda Roy saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasuraj Mahabhab Dui Ek Roop. Now, when one is seeing Radha Krishna, where is he? Seeing Radha Krishna, one is automatically transported to Vrindavan. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created this very, very special arrangement for living entities to have access to Vrindavan. Now there is another consideration here. The Jugas, the order for the Jugas are usually Satya, Dwapar, Treta, Kali. Dwapar means second, Treta means third. Right? Then how come it is first Juga, then third Juga, then second Juga, then Kali Juga? Does it sound all right? No. Now, in this particular Chaturyuga, 28th Chaturyuga in the Vaivarshata Manvantar, the Satta and the Treta and Dwapar shifts, the switch their places. Treta goes before, Dwapar comes after. Why? Because in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna will come and perform his Braja Leela. And after that, he will come in Kali Yuga as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now mind you, if Treta Yuga came after Dwapar Yuga, then people couldn't relate to that in Kali Yuga. That is why this very special arrangement. Krishna performs his pastimes as soon as he withdraws his pastimes. As soon as he withdraws his pastimes, Dwapar Yuga ends and Kali Yuga begins. And then he comes as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is how he creates the good fortune for the living entities of the age of Kali to have an access or entrance to Vrindavan. This is the very, very wonderful arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now you can see how perfectly Srila Prabhupada gave everything. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gave the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged, the way Krishna arranged. This is the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is what Srila Prabhupada gave. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's presentation is perfect and complete. If anybody says that Prabhupada did not give everything, I will very clearly say he is in Maya. He is in Maya. And he is not following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is hurting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world has been most perfectly manifested by Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement. Because Srila Prabhupada has been specially sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill his prediction. These three personalities, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Prabhupada, these three personalities are the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur revived Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement when it was practically lost, practically eclipsed by the upper sampradaya's deviant preaching. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave it a shape. And then Srila Prabhupada took it and distributed it all over the world. And it is the divine arrangement of Srila Prabhupada in the form of ISKCON that will continue to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission throughout the world. That's how it will happen. That's how it's happening and that's how it will continue to happen. Those who do not line up in this arrangement, they'll come and go without creating any tangible effect. Anyway, so actually I thought of making this point here today because I thought that the devotees get to know that. This year during the Mayapur GBC meeting, we had a festival called ISKCON Leadership Sangha, when all the leading devotees of ISKCON, the temple presidents and other senior devotees from all over the world were invited. About 1,200 devotees came to this program, ISKCON Leadership Sangha. And when I was asked to give a seminar, I decided to give a seminar on this point, this topic, entitled as Srila Prabhupada gave us everything, even Raganuga Bhakti. So in short, I just wanted to present that point here. So if anybody has any question, please. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Hi, Prabhu Maharaj. Thank you very much. I was at the ILS meetings and I had the good fortune of seeing you the night before you gave that talk. I actually came to the talk also. But there's one important thing you left out this morning. The evening before you gave the talk, Dravida and I ran into you and you've quoted this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita supporting this argument that you're making today, that it's not just coming from your own head. So if you would please recite that verse, because devotees need to know that this point you're making is being completely supported by that verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Thank you very much. Actually, you know, I got the idea. You see, I read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I actually translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. But to tell you frankly, it didn't really occur to me at first. You see, I was reading Navadvip Mahatmya, where Nityananda Prabhu took Srila Jiva Goswami for a tour of Navadvip. And after the parikrama of Navadvip, Nityananda Prabhu sat with Jiva Goswami and he instructed him that how Krishna came in this age as a devotee to create this good fortune for to the living entities to enter into Vrindavan. That by serving the Lord in Dasya Ras, one goes to Vaikuntha. But serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasya Ras, one gets access to Vrindavan. That was the essence of that. And then, you know, that verse made, actually this is a translation of the Sanskrit verse, Anarpito Charing Chirat Korunaya Vatirna Kalau. The external purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And that is how I actually got that concept, got the idea. Thank you very much.
But you supported it by citing that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabodhananda Saraswati's 83. I am forgetting the Sanskrit right now. But it states clearly in that verse that if one serves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Vaidhi mood, then Srimati Radharani is attracted,
exactly,
and she is the one that leads you to Vaikuntha.
Okay, there are many other...
Yes,
okay,
yes.
The verse that comes to my mind also is by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Yatha yatha gaura padar vinde, bindeta bhaktin krita punya rashi, tatha tathut sarpati ridi akashmat, radha padam bhoja sudham bharashi. As one develops his attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accordingly, all of a sudden, Riddhi Akashmat, all of a sudden, his heart is inundated with the nectar emanating from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
Ribo, that's the one I was thinking of. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. My question is, at one point you were mentioned that if we end up in Vaikuntha, one gets stuck. So a thought came to me in reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita Gopal Kumar, who went
good,
to the hall.
Very good point, yeah.
Then secondly, I thought that can one be actually promoted from there? And another question came to me also is that every jiva has a particular relationship with Krishna. Maybe you can speak of that. And the last question, I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions in this. Does Prabhupada actually intention for us to see it is that all his International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to go to Goloka Vrindavan. That's his teachings.
Yeah. 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 very good point, that, I mean, it actually demonstrates this point, that from Vaikuntha, from even from Dwarka, one cannot actually go to Vrindavan. Some rare personalities may, like Uddhava had access to Vrindavan. Like in Gopkumar, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second part, it has been pointed out, Gopkumar is in Dwarka. And Narad Muni saw him when he was there, and he inquired, "You are in Dwarka, you are receiving such mercy of the Lord and the queens. Still your heart is not content. Still your heart is not satisfied. What's the matter with you?" So then he said that, "Yes, it's true. You know, I know I am receiving so much mercy from the Lord. But my heart is actually yearning for a young boy who wears a peacock feather on his head and wears a yellow garment." So then Narad Muni instructed him to go to Bhauma Vrindavan. From there, come down to the earthly Vrindavan, Vrindavan on the earth planet. And there perform Sankirtan. Calling out to the Lord with all the love of his heart. "Hey Govinda, hey Gopal." So Gopkumar did that. And as a result of that, he was promoted to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. So, yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Could you talk a little bit about what goes on in the other Chatur Yuga cycles?
When, other yugas?
Yeah, like yeah. If he comes in the 28th.
They perform.
In the rest, can you explain, can you tell a little bit what Krishna will do in those other cycles?
They perform the Yuga Dharma. But they end up in Vaikuntha. They don't have access to Vrindavan. It is only in this Kali Yuga that the living entities have the good fortune. Because Krishna performed his Braja Leela. And that is why we have access to Vrindavan. Other yugas, Krishna do not perform, do not manifest his Braja Leela.
But does Vrindavan remain to the devotees?
It remains unknown to them. They don't understand the specialty of Vrindavan. You mean the earthly Vrindavan?
Earthly Vrindavan.
Yeah. They don't get to know about Krishna's Braja Leela in those yugas.
Only in other universe he may be appearing at any time. But that's another question I have. If someone has the merit, could they be transferred to another universe from this universe?
Yeah, that can be. You know, by the divine arrangement of the Lord, anything is possible. If someone is qualified, he can be transported to another universe where Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kali Yuga came right after Dwapar Yuga in the 28th Dwapar Yuga of Vaivarshata Manvantar. Yes, it can be. It can be. You know, by Krishna's divine arrangement, everything is possible. It has also been pointed out that sometimes when a living entity becomes qualified, he is transported to one of the planets where Krishna's pastimes is going on and get a chance to participate in that pastime and thus become qualified to enter into Golok.
Maharaj, one time I heard devotees in Prabhupada's pastimes, devotees' memories, they asked Prabhupada, "Is everybody going to Goloka Vrindavan?" And he mentions that not necessarily, that everybody, every jiva will have to go.
Right.
And my second question is that when you were mentioning about Bali Maharaj taking the post of Indra, immediately the thought came to my mind that he the Mahajana, Bali Maharaj as a Mahajana. So he comes down to be, he leaves that post of Mahajana and takes the post of Krishna, Indra.
You see, a devotee can be in any situation. Right? It is not that when he becomes Indra, he stops to become a pure devotee of Krishna. You get the point? Like a devotee can be in Los Angeles, right? Running his business, or running, serving in the temple. So a pure devotee can be in any situation, just as a devotee can be. You see, pure devotee is not really concerned about his external situation. Pure devotee's consideration is, wherever I am going to serve Krishna with all my heart and soul. Mama janmani janmanishvari bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitvaya. So it's not that if Bali Maharaj becomes Indra, he will cease to become a Mahajan. No, as a he will remain a Mahajan, even in that situation.
Although we know that sometimes Lord Indra does many exchanges in such a way that can be withered. Yeah.
Then we have to understand, you see, the pastimes of the Lord, are like drama on a stage. Like if a king enacts a drama, the king plays the role of a hero. In a drama, there has to be a villain. Right? So who will play the role of the villain? He's playing the role. Somebody is acting the role. Who is the person who is going to play? Who the king is going to select? He's going to select his own man to play the role. Isn't it? So that's how we have to see. Whatever role they're playing, that's not really important. The important thing is, through those acts, what lessons they're teaching us. Like a drama, again, has got two purposes. Entertainment and education. A good drama must have these two aspects. It will be entertainment, and at the same time, there must be some educational aspect. So Krishna's pastimes are, through his pastimes, he is giving pleasure to his devotees, and at the same time, he is establishing some teachings that surrender unto me and make your life successful.
Maharaj, in my last question was that, if you want to comment, that actually Prabhupada meant to his whole society to be trained and to aspiring for Goloka Vrindavan. So is it correct?
We simply have to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he'll make the arrangements. We serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What the result will be, when and what, we are not concerned. Aren't we happy doing whatever we are doing? So when we are happy whatever we are doing, then why worry about what's going to happen in future? Be here now. Right? We are happy just doing whatever we are doing. Forget the past that sleeps and never future dream at all. And to be where we are, that is what really matters. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande.
When you love somebody, you worship him. You embrace him. Worship him, love him. But in Vrindavan, they don't feel that oil. Krishna was dancing. And all of us are here. And they all just said, and just to watch.